win.
Hey, I lost with you the last time I played.
Jeez, Louise.
I told
you know
you
what?
That's a hate birthday trivia.
You
were
doing
great.
You were going to win. You should have won.
You got cheated.
You got cheated.
Hey, interns, go find something to do that doesn't involve cheating and birthday trivia. You Google search and maggots. Oh,
that's,
sorry.
That's nice. Yeah. That was good.
Joe, look, they're like everybody else around here. Tough love or nothing.
Anyway. You're raising a family.
Trying to. Joe, a little option for you if you're looking to impress the missus today since you blew her off with that phone call incident earlier. Take her out to movies in the park tomorrow night.
Oh, Man First of Steel.
First Security Amphitheater. Man of Steel. Better yet, why don't you wait until the third week and take her to see Eat, Pray, Love.
Is that more of a chick flick?
You got that right, big guy. Have you seen Frozen yet?
Oh, yeah. So Frozen.
Did you cry?
Frozen?
Yeah.
No.
Whoa, sorry. Cry? I mean, I cried twice.
Frozen?
Yeah, it's sad. When she jumps in the way and, spoiler alert, when she jumps in the way and saves her sister.
Yeah, but she doesn't die.
No, but I mean, it's just it's such a selfless act. I just was so touched by it, I wept. Whatever. Maddox looked at me like I was crazy.
Said dad's a sissy.
Yeah, but he knew that before then. He tells me every day I'm the best father ever. And I told him, you ought to check around a little bit before you settle on that.
He's the only one he's got.
That's right. At this point, he's hoping for something else. Mom, what else we got? Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in July as well. Hunger Games, you've seen that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. I've seen them both. Friday Night Lights, July 23rd. That's trash.
I haven't seen that one.
And E.T. the Extraterrestrial, that's, July 30th.
I'm all about it.
I think we get a group together and
all
go.
All about it.
I'm in. I saw that movie four times at the theater when I was a kid.
I hope they show the original, you know, when they re-released it, Steven Spielberg changed the guns in the police officer's hands to flashlights, and then he felt so stupid for doing it.
I don't know how many times I've said the phrase penis breath after watching that.
Oh, boy. I don't know what's going on.
That was the cut. That's what
you never seen.
Said.
Office Space.
Yeah. It's worth watching.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Really, one of the most quotable movies you'll ever see.
It's about something you wouldn't
it's
be
like
familiar
a cult
with.
It's a cult
bunch
classic.
Of dudes that work in cubicles and hate their boss and hate their jobs and hate their lives. And the one guy finally's had enough, and he basically has a mental break.
He gets hypnotized. Remember to not care.
It's one of those that have some of the most memorable characters. It's kind of like a
Animal House.
Seinfeld.
No,
yeah. It's a great cult classic.
It is a cult classic. It wasn't like something that was a huge probably.
But one of those you turn it on, you can't turn it off. I mean, you got to keep watching the rest of it. We're gonna take a break because I got a story I want to talk about.
No, I'm not done yet.
Klein,
I was gonna play Joe Lo Office Space to sort of whet his appetite.
And we're gonna go to break with that perfect song from it too.
Are you gonna leave? Or you gonna stick around? Because I got a story that I want to talk.
Please
about
stay,
with
Joe.
I'll leave after your story.
Yes.
All right, Joe. Here's a couple of clips from Office Space for you.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Joe, you got any players like that?
Hope not.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
You need to see Office Space. This song also plays a prominent role in the show.
Man, you get your ass kicked saying something like that.
That's exactly right. Tell you what. I remember the last guy that said that around here. He got smacked.
And Jennifer Aniston is in it. So.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
And then there's that.
A young Jennifer Aniston is in it. Also, a guy that has gone on to very many character actor roles, which is kind of a dumb phrase. You know, he's a character actor. I'm like, what are all the other actors playing? Themselves?
Jack Nicholson plays himself.
He's the only guy,
every
though.
Movie.
Did you say John C. McGinley?
Is that?
He's great in that,
too. He was also in Platoon, I watched the other night. I'm like, oh, my
Who?
God, that's the guy from Office Space. John C. McGinley is...
The boss?
Yeah, no, he was the guy that got so excited when he found out the name was Michael Bolton, you know, and says...
No. I'm talking about the guy that was the boss. He's in... He's in Veep.
Yeah.
He's been in a number of TV shows and movies. The guy's great. I love him.
What about Lumberg? He hasn't surfaced lately.
Bill Lumberg.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's the boss.
Talking about Lumberg?
Lumberg, that's the boss. Yeah. We're going to need you to come in Saturday, Joe. And we're going to also need you to come in. Yeah, Bill Lumberg here.
I don't know if you'll ever, but you're on the road quite a bit.
Ask around. It's a good movie.
Did you get the message about the TPS reports?
TPS reports, Joe.
The most
TPS reports, the most inane thing you could possibly do at work. I wish that you had had to spend a year working in a cubicle just to suffer.
What
the rest of
what you should do after
that would be funny with his head popping out over the top of the cubicle.
You will demand that all of your Corky's employees have many pieces of flair, and because that is going to be the key to maintain a successful business. Do you require them to have buttons and all kinds of flair at tchotchkes?
I have it
at tchotchkes. They have to have like multiple pieces of flair.
I actually have a Jennifer Aniston story.
You met Jennifer Aniston?
I have a Jennifer Aniston story related to the entertainment news after the break.
Okay. Are you going to stick around, Big Joe?
Yep.
Are you going to stick around?
Woo-hoo!
Yes! Woo! All right!
Super Tuesday! Wow, you just made my day, Joe. Let me get over there and give you a big old hug. Come here, Joe. Come out, Joe!
Hands off me!